This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday. We're going to talk about medical mistrust in our medical institutions in this country. That'll be a big thing this hour. The Somali fraud scheme continues for Tim Walz, which is amazing. Get to some emails, left-wing dark money, all that and more coming up in the second hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, we were talking about media mistrust, and I mentioned last hour that there were two different things that happen to institutions, the reason they end up losing the trust of the public. The first thing is just simply time. Corrupt, evil people end up conquering institutions over time. But the second thing, it's really an accelerant on the first thing, is communists. Because communists do it on purpose. If you think about an institution, we'll make it the media. We'll use the media as an example. Over time, We're about to turn 250 years old as a country next year. Over a long enough period of time, there are going to be evil, selfish people who don't have patriotism. They will take over media institutions, and they'll run stories or block stories for evil, selfish reasons, and this will erode the trust in the institution. That just happens. But the communist is much more purposeful about it. He's not just going to let it happen. He's going to make it happen. And a reminder that this goes back to a specific strategy the communists came up with fairly early in the 20th century. One of the most famous architects of this is an Italian communist by the name of Antonio Gramsci. What did he do? What did he figure out? Well, they were running into a problem. They had this, for them, wonderful revolution in Russia. Now, I need to drive something home for you because we're so far removed from it, we don't think about it. The Russian Empire, run by the czars, was enormous, and it was 300 years of rule by the czars, meaning it was not only enormous, it was well established. Remember what I just said about us, which you already know. We're about to turn 250 next year. We have another half century before we get to how long the Russian Empire had lasted. Now, what happened? These radicals, these Bolsheviks, these communists had a revolution and then a civil war and all this. But either way, they had a revolution and they took it over? That's not supposed to ever happen. How many times in the history of the world has a revolution like that happened and been done successfully? So the communists were thinking, well, we have our recipe here. We appeal to the angry urban poor who were working in poor conditions. We appeal to the working class, the working people. They will side with us, at least enough of them will, and we're vicious and demonic enough, we'll slaughter and torture enough people, and we can conquer anything. We took down Russia. We can conquer anything. But it wasn't working. In places like America, it wasn't working. Why? Well, what they figured out was the institutions of places like America are built to withstand demonic revolutions like communist revolutions. They're built to stop them. So what do you do? What do you do? You can't keep having your revolution slam against the wall of the institution. So you take over the institution. Back to the media. In the American media, they have the journalism schools. They have all the major newsrooms, the NBCs, ABCs, CBSs, CNNs, MSNBCs, and these are run by committed communists who are there to purposely tell lies. purposely tell lies. And the communist loves it. I mean, here was Barack Obama.
Is there one outlet out there that you would consider the least bias, sort of the most straight news?
Here's the thing. I actually think that the mainstream news still does a very good job of just presenting facts.
The thing that went right was the investment over decades in the basic and clinical biomedical research that allowed us to make a vaccine in unprecedented time of less than a year that turned out to be safe and highly effective.
They are safe and so effective.
We know that vaccines are safe and effective.
The data is so compelling that these vaccines are safe and effective.
Vaccination not only prevents you from acquiring severe illness, but we now know with certainty that it largely prevents transmission.
My gut feeling is that these vaccines prevent infection and therefore will prevent transmission.
The vaccine not only prevents people from getting sick, it also prevents transmission of the virus from person.
Is there one outlet out there that you would consider the least bias, sort of the most straight news?
Here's the thing. I actually think that the mainstream news still does a very good job of just presenting facts.
What about children who are between the ages of 0 and 12? And, we have to treat them as unvaccinated. So, yes, those children still do have to wear a mask to protect themselves.
If the child, which obviously elementary school kids are not vaccinated, they should wear a mask. And I'd be almost guarantee that most of the schools are going to say you have to wear a mask.
Every student wear a mask. It's that simple.
You get what I mean. The communists took over the media institution so he could use the legitimacy of the institution to move his revolution forward. That way the institution would stop reporting the truth about his revolution and would instead aid the revolution. And the problem for the communist is that has a shelf life on it because the institution can only tell so many lies. Institutional trust is not etched in stone. It does not last forever. Once the institution, like the media, like medical, once the institution tells so many lies, the trust is broken and the power of the institution disappears. Over and over and over again. Speaking of the medical, because I want to move on and talk about something else before I get myself upset. The FDA just came out and admitted at least 10 children died from taking the COVID vaccine. Over and over and over again, you were told, and I was told by the media, by medical people, by politicians, repeatedly we were told, safe and effective, safe and effective, safe and effective, safe and effective. Probably even your pediatrician, your child's pediatrician told you, get the COVID vaccine, get the COVID vaccine, get the COVID vaccine. You had organizations like the CDC, FDA telling you safe and effective. It's been tested, safe and effective. It's been tested, safe and effective. It's been tested. How many parents out there don't have their child to celebrate Christmas with this year because the safe and effective vaccine killed them? And how many stories like this do we have to hear before we finally decide my institutions are not trustworthy? I am taking my trust and I'm removing it from that institution, and it's unlikely that institution will ever get the trust back. The FBI, what do? Look, I'll be honest with you right now. You know what the FBI does a lot of now? The FBI loves to give press conferences now bragging about all the arrests. Look at all the criminals we took off the street. Look at all the crimes. Look at all the drugs. You know what I do every time I hear one of those? Roll my eyes. I want to know how many FBI agents you've arrested, FBI. That's what I want to know. I want to know how many agents who kicked in the door of pro-lifers for reading Bible verses, how many of those agents have been arrested? How many agents who treated Americans like domestic terrorists, how many of them have been held to account? And you know why? And by the way, I love criminals off the street. It sounds great. But now that my trust has been so violated, don't think you can change the subject and get my trust back. That's not how that works at all. All right, we're going to move on. Talk about other things. In fact, I'm going to do some emails. I'm behind on that. Before I do some emails, I'm going to do this email. Jesse, I visited the Cozy Earth website. I was interested in the Everywhere pants. I am 6'6 and wear a 36-inch inseam. I don't think you're one of those freaks with stumpy legs and a long torso. So how do you wear those pants when the longest size is 34 inches? His name is Paul. Paul, the 34-inch ones actually fit me. My inseam is 38. The 34-inch ones fit me, so they run long. In fact, at 36 inches, you might even want to go 32. I'm not sure. Maybe go 34 and then just hem them. 34 would fit you because 34 fits me. And I'm glad you're taking advantage of 40% off. I know you've been to CozyEarth.com. And I know you've already dreamed about getting the face creams and getting the wonderful, the heavenly bamboo sheets. Oh my gosh, you can't imagine. And the Everywhere pants. And of course, a robe. But maybe you were holding out for a sale. It doesn't get better than 40% off. CozyEarth.com. And when you order by December 12th, you get a guaranteed delivery by Christmas. This is your Christmas shopping. I just finished it for you. CozyEarth.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. You can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's dig into those. Hey, Sombrero Jesse, I've been listening to you for 6 years now. By the way, the subject of this email is I'm done. We are on the same page in both ex-grunts. I've concluded this effort we are constantly discussing is doomed to fail. Trump says, quote, no more third world immigrants, but then carves out India and China. The left is going to win soon, and they will just let the foreign world invade while wives and weak men continue to suffer from crippling empathy. The Fed will keep printing, Congress will always spend, and that will be that. I'm not wasting my time anymore facing this inevitable defeat. I will still listen to the podcast because it's like hearing a friend at this point in time. Cheers, buddy. All right. I have been exactly where you are multiple times. Multiple times. I have looked at all the garbage of our political situation. And I have just thrown my hands up and said, screw this. We're finished. There's nothing we can do. So I'm not going to ever lecture you for that. I'm really genuinely not. But we are almost 250 years old. It's not your fault, have had so many years of being attacked from within and from foreign shores, but being attacked from within by evil subversives. And yes, you are so right on so many things you just said, that we are we're on our knees. When it comes to debt, we are on our knees. We are in dire straits, and everyone knows it. We're in dire straits when it comes to debt. We can't even get the GOP to stand strong on this. And said that I know everything you just said is true. However, saving a country is a process, a long, difficult process, a process that is going to have so many setbacks, so many. There are going to be, not only do you feel this way now, I'll clue you in on something. If you choose to get back involved in politics, you're going to feel like that again. and again and again and again and again. We're going to lose an election here, and this Republican's going to disappoint you here, and this is going to go wrong here. And you are going to say the same thing I say to myself all that I shouldn't say all the time, but multiple times I have said, man, screw this. I'm done. You know, I've thought about retiring before from the radio. Keep in mind, don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. It's 5 minutes, okay? But it will be a story of some kind that so disheartens me, usually some sort of GOP betrayal. It's a story that so disheartens me, I throw my hands up and I say, dude, this isn't worth it, man. I'm going to go do something else. I'll go figure out something else to do with my life. We can't save it. It's over. It'll pass. It's going to take us a lot of time to undo the things that have been done. And let's just focus on just recent history. The Biden administration. The Biden administration, they sat poor Papa Joe in the corner, and communists like Anita Dunn, Lisa Monaco, and others, they set about to do what they've lived to do their entire lives, to completely destroy the country. And they brought in as many foreigners as they could. They arrested as many of their political opponents as they could. And they just did so much damage. You know how many years it's going to take to just undo the damage that was done by the Biden administration in their 4 years? They only had 4 years. He had one term. They stole one election. He had 4 years. He had one term. And it's going to take just immigration alone. Let's just focus on that. Immigration alone. The number is 20 million. That's what we think. No one knows for sure. They brought in 20 million people. The Trump administration, it's not possible for them to deport 20 million people in 4 years because of the legal pitfalls that have been put in place by the communists over the years, like the judges, headline right here from today. The Trump administration fires 8 immigration judges in New York City. They're firing as many judges as they can. They're hiring as many ICE agents as they can. I will remind you that ICE had approximately 3,000 ICE agents whose job it was to grab and deport people. They had 6,000 total, but about 3,000 were that. The Trump administration, understanding the problems ahead of us, they're currently trying to hire and train 150,000 more. It takes time. It's going to take time. And you reference Trump when it comes to, you know, carve-outs for India and China, because Trump keeps saying this really stupid thing that I hope he stops saying about how, well, we got to have trained people from India because our people are too stupid. Remember, Donald Trump is not the savior. He is not the end of the America First movement. He's step one of 1,000 steps. He's step one and should be applauded for getting things pointed in the right direction. Step one. We have so many more steps to go. Just take a breath. Take 5 minutes. Take a week off, but come back and hang with me. We'll do some more emails in a moment. Before we do these emails, let's do this. Let's talk really briefly about your dog. Ab and I were actually having a discussion this morning about Fred, as a matter of fact, and I was talking about the boys graduating, and I made the mistake of saying, yeah, I don't know how much longer we'll have Fred after Luke graduates. And the look I got from Ab, it was not a good look. But I calmed her down. I said, I'm giving him rough greens, okay? I'm making it happen as much as I possibly can. There is no greater gift you can give your dog, and therefore yourself, than sprinkling rough greens on your dog's food. It is the number one dog supplement in America because it keeps dogs alive and healthy. When you give your dog actual nutrients, live nutrients, unlike the garbage in dog food, your dog stays alive and healthy. Experience it. They give a free jumpstart trial bag out at roughgreens.com, promo code Jesse. roughgreens.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Don't forget to subscribe or whatever on there. Apparently, you're supposed to subscribe. And then, of course, leave a review talking about how big my hands are. Don't shake your head, Chris. Don't shake your head. Poll, 63% say four-year degree is not worth the cost. This, again, goes back to the institutional trust we talk about so much on the show. You can only drive home that you got to go to college, you got to go to college, you got to go to college. You can only do that for so long, but then the communists take over the university system, and it's DEI hire this and useless degree that. And then you produce so many kids who are graduating college, buried in debt, and can't find a job. And soon the institutional trust is gone and the power of the institution fades away. Caroline Levitt did a pretty good job on the media today.
From the New York Times, that took about one-third of the president's daily calendar and his daily schedule and said that he's doing less than he did in his first term or he might not be fit for the job. That is unequivocally false, and it's deeply unfortunate that this story was written by the same outlet and the same reporter who wrote this. Biden is doing 100% fine after tripping while boarding Air Force One. Oh. Same outlet, same reporter who wrote that President Trump is not fit for the job. Are you kidding me? You all see him almost every single day.
This is the problem with conquering an institution and using it for your demonic revolution. You only have so much of a shelf life, and then you will burn up the institutional trust. Remember, that's really in large part why the Soviet Union collapsed in the end. It was an evil, oppressive communist regime that existed for a while. And remember, not a long while. What was it, about 70 years? Roughly about 70 years. It existed for a while, and it did all the things communist regimes do. It killed and tortured a bunch of people, and its institutions lied about everything all the time. Communists, as you know, lie about everything all the time. And you can get away with that for a while. But after a while, the Soviet citizen turns on the news, and as she's starving with her children, once again sees that there's been a record crop this year and the Soviet people have full bellies. You can only tell that lie so many times. And she turns off the television set. Let's move off this, shall we? Jesse, if it's not too much trouble, if you have time, would you be able to mention this name? It's been 20 years today since we lost him in Iraq. We miss him, and it would be awesome and appreciated to hear his name on your show, especially today. Well, I missed this. It came in yesterday. It came in last night, December 1st. You see, in December 1st of 2005, Lance Corporal Scott Modine, he was killed by an IED in Fallujah. And we get some of these. I try to read the ones we get. I can't do all the birthday requests and stuff like that. I can't do that. It's bad radio. It's boring for people. But we do try to honor the fallen and the heroes. And I know, you know, he had parents, he had a sister, that they still hurt. Christmas is still coming. Now 20 years without this Marine, and we'll play him taps tonight.
Thank you.
It's easy to forget about them, isn't it? You know, we talk about foreign policy and all this Venezuela stuff, and maybe when we talk about the GWAT, the Global War on Terror, maybe you don't have any connection to it. It's totally fine. Doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you, but maybe you don't have a connection to it. Just remember that every Thanksgiving, every Christmas, there are families across this country who look across that table and they see the son they lost. And when a war doesn't end well, I'll put it that way, to put it very, very nicely, when a war doesn't end well, that sits even worse than it did before. It just does it. It's not like it ever sits well, but post-World War II, all those deaths, all that loss is horrible. Not going to act like it was anything but horrible for mothers, for wives, and sisters, and brothers. It was horrible. But there wasn't that kind of bad taste in your mouth at the end of it. The Vietnam veterans know what I'm talking about, that exact same kind of thing. But remember, keep those families in your prayers from time to time. Doesn't hurt to put them on a prayer list, because I promise you, 20 years later, that young devil dog's family still hurts and still misses him and still thinks about him. And, you know, he'd be, I don't know exactly how old he was. He'd be probably close to my age nowadays now. Be a middle-aged man, probably going bald like me. Wife, kids probably, who knows, but never got that chance. So anyway, left-wing dark money giant. I'm changing the subject because I want to get off it because I feel horrible. Left-wing dark money giant funds Democrat lawsuits against oil companies and trainings for judges on how to handle these cases. This is a story from the Free Beacon, and I'm not going to go into all the details of it. You're welcome to if you're a detail person. I only brought this up to remind you, judges cannot drive this home enough. We want to take apart the communist revolution in this country. I do and you do. And we can do things. We can win this election and we can get these people deported. We will never be able to completely defeat the communist revolution in this country until judges are removed from the bench. I don't mean we let them grow old and die. The Republican Party, at whatever level they're able to do it, has got to start removing communist judges from the bench. And the low-T GOP still sees this as a bridge way too far. But these judges, they are there to protect the revolution. They are really the ultimate shield of the revolution. Like that story the other day, remember that Minnesota, the Minnesota judge who had the Somali couple committed all this fraud and she just completely dismissed the case? Nah, it's gone. It's gone. It's fine. Have you heard this story?
Kelsey and Randy, a judge sentenced the Minneapolis man in those cases back in May, but he got credit for time served, so he never went to prison. It was all part of a pair of plea deals. This is the man we're talking about. His name is Abdelmahat Billy Muhammad, but prosecutors say the 28-year-old uses the names Kareem and Altesto on Snapchat, and that is where investigators say he met his latest victim as well as his two previous ones. Prosecutors say he picked up his most recent victim in Mankato back in September, then drove her to a hotel near the Mall of America where he took her phone, told her she wasn't leaving, raped her, and held her against her will for days. That's according to prosecutors. Investigators used DNA to identify Muhammad as the suspect. His profile was already in the database from previous cases involving sexual assaults in Minneapolis in 2017 and another one in 2024.
These savages walk the streets because of judges. Communist judges that have to be removed. Maybe the low-T GOP could get on that. Maybe some chalk. After all, 'tis the season. Remember that email I read you yesterday? 70-year-old man, he's back to working out. What did he say, Chris? Feels like he can kick through a wall? That's what a male vitality stack can bring you, gentlemen. Ladies, there's a female vitality stack for you. Don't think you're left out. Don't think because, well, I'm 70, I'm always going to be tired now. I'm always going to need a nap. It's not true. That's not true. Try natural herbal supplements from Chalk for 90 days, and you will discover that it's not true at all. Let it work. Let it build up in your system and change your life. Go to Chalk.com, C-H-O-Q, Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Get a subscription. You're 90 days away from feeling like you can kick through a wall. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday. Remember, you can email us your love, your hate, your death threats, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Just in, an Afghan man was federally charged for plotting to build a bomb and kill Americans in Fort Worth, Texas. Mohammed Dawood Alakoze is in custody. Remember that the Biden administration loaded as many of these people on planes as humanly possible and brought them to the United States of America. Remember that Afghanistan is a country where roughly 90% of the population believes in having an Islamic-only society, and Democrats in the United States of America, with the aid of low-T GOP Republicans like John Cornyn, brought as many of these people into the United States of America as possible. Now they spend too much time online, they get radicalized, and they kill our National Guard soldiers whenever they get the chance and plan to blow up your Christmas market this year. Just to remember, Venezuela reauthorizes deportation flights from the U.S. Looks like Maduro down there in Venezuela might be starting to sweat things a little bit. And remember, on top of the other axes to grind the Trump administration has with Venezuela, remember what else the Biden administration did. They opened up the border and brought in as many people from other countries as they possibly could, including flying them in on taxpayers' dime, on your dime. You, during the Biden presidency, went to work and paid for illegals to be flown into your country. What's this have to do with Venezuela? Venezuela has a prison gang known as Tren de Aragua. Tren de Aragua came into the United States of America en masse, and there are plenty of intelligence reports out there that indicate Tren de Aragua is in this country to do a variety of things, but one of the things they're in this country to do is crack down on Venezuelans who escape the regime and badmouth the regime down there. Long story short, Democrats brought in a foreign prison gang to rape and murder people into this country and then refused to take them back when the Trump administration arrested them. This is all part of the reason the Trump administration is leaning on Venezuela. Trump was talking a bit about Venezuela today.
And if they come in through a certain country or any country, or if we think they're building mills for whether it's fentanyl or cocaine. I hear Colombia, the country of Colombia, is making cocaine. They have cocaine manufacturing plants, okay? And then they sell us their cocaine. We appreciate that very much. But yeah, anybody that's doing that and selling it into our country is subject to attack.
So not necessarily just Venezuela?
No, not just Venezuela, no.
The man's dead serious. I did love today what he said about Somalis.
Ilhan Omar is garbage. She's garbage. Her friends are garbage. These aren't people that work. These aren't people that say, let's go, come on, let's make this place great. These are people that do nothing but complain. They complain. And from where they came from, they got nothing. You know, they came from paradise and they said, this isn't paradise. But when they come from hell and they complain and do nothing but we don't want them in our country. Let them go back to where they came from and fix it.
Not bad. Speaking of your money going to illegals, Do you hear what Brooke Rollins had to say?
But 21 states, including California, New York, and Minnesota, the blue states, continue to say no. So as of next week, we have begun and will begin to stop moving federal funds into those states until they comply and they tell us and allow us to partner with them to root out this fraud and to protect the American taxpayer.
Say no to what? What are these Democrat states refusing to do? You know what they're refusing to do? They're refusing to give over the data on how many illegals are receiving taxpayer benefits. Headline, food stamp data shows thousands of liquor smoke shops are approved for EBT, raising fraud concerns. Democrats bring as many foreigners into the United States of America as they possibly can, and then they bribe them with your money, and then they will fight tooth and nail to protect them and ensure they can stay here forever, bleeding you dry. The great replacement theory, it's no theory at all. It is the stated platform of every Democrat in the United States of America from the top down. A political party, one of our two political parties, committed all the way to replacing every patriotic American with a foreign barbarian who will be paid off with your taxpayer money, be given rent money, food money, and all he has to do is reside here, promise to rape and kill as many Americans as he can, and of course, have 27 kids who will vote Democrat for the rest of their lives. It is so insanely evil. It's hard for me to wrap my mind around the elected Democrats in this country who support it. How do you look at yourself in the mirror when you are trying to bring in as many barbarians as you possibly can? You know why they're never swayed by these terrible stories, this terrible terror attack, this fraud, this rape, this or that? Why don't stories like this move them?
Kelsey and Randy, a judge sentenced the Minneapolis man in those cases back in May, but he got credit for time served, so he never went to prison. It was all part of a pair of plea deals. This is the man we're talking about. His name is Abdelmahat Billy Muhammad, but prosecutors say the 28-year-old uses the names Kareem and Altesto on Snapchat, and that is where investigators say he met his latest victim as well as his two previous ones. Prosecutors say he picked up his most recent victim in Mankato back in September and drove her to a hotel near the Mall of America, where he took her phone, told her she wasn't leaving, raped her, and held her against her will for days. That's according to...
You know why they don't want to deport these people? Because they want these things to happen. Hard to wrap your mind around that kind of evil, but it's true. All right, we'll do emails, taxes, smartphones. There's so much in the final hour.